Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What's going on, Skanks? We're so excited to announce that the Legion of Skanks is going out together for the first time ever. Starting this summer, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're doing a run of theater shows starting in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at the Foxwoods Casino and Resort. Tickets are on sale now at BigJComedy.com or at LewisofSkanks.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Welcome to the crime.
Officially, the Legion of Skanks podcast. I'm Big J Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell, motherfuckers. Of course, Puerto Rican rattlesnake Luis J. Gomez.
I'm trying not to be rude. I know Ari's doing a great job for us. I feel bad because I get a little tense.
You're professional. You're
no, you're the guy, Luis. You're the guy. Me and Dave were shrinking while that was happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were shrinking. I go, why is he talking? Ari seems so lovely. And he's like, Ari, you're a dumb fuck who doesn't know how to do anything. And check the cords, or I will throw you out this window.
She goes,
thank you for letting us use your place. You're a cocksucker.
I paid you $120, so I'm allowed to verbally abuse you now.
Yeah. I gave you a couple dollars, so I'm going to come over there and slap you in your stupid face if you don't get these levels right.
All right,
that's not the way to talk to people.
Oh, you're paying me?
By the way, you're paying me. Good, good.
I'm in hell.
Look, we have our own issues with Gas Digital with our audio every week, Legion of Skanks, Monday nights at the Stand, which is a whole to do. Somebody posted
they have to build an entire studio every Monday.
Every week. And you understand, like, there's a soundboard that we have to go and it gets changed because there's 20 different producers in there. So to have a consistent setup at the Stand is a nightmare. So when we're in a studio or we're in more of a regular, like, I really want the audio to be fucking great.
It should be perfect.
We were in a car last
week.
People love to know how the hot dogs are made.
So we strive for perfection here, Ari.
Yeah, our guest today, New York thing.
Let me introduce our guest today. Hanging out with
fear right now.
We're in LA. We were out here. We all came out to Legion of Skanks to Something's Burning and Burtcast. And we have some friends out here joining the show. You know her from plenty of our shows at the Stand, everybody. The hilarious Maddie Smith.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
Maddie Smith.
What's happening? We got Liquid Death.
Oh, yeah. Maddie, I like Maddie when she's doing television. She comes in all dolled up. Look at her.
I always do some undercover MTV thing, and I'm like, what up?
You know when Maddie's filmed that day? Because she comes in with makeup on. Any other time
Maddie's dolled up is just what chicks do.
Yeah, no, it's I'm just, like, yo, you guys do this all the time? Not to be a guy. That's not me. I just like, it's so crazy. Is this crazy? This is crazy.
She comes in from MTV wearing makeup, and she's full, like, still wigger energy, still kicking it all the time. It's like Maddie Smith up in this piece.
Kick him out the classroom. What we doing in the classroom? Yeah. It's true. I was listening to Migos on the way.
Hell yeah. How'd you feel about the Offset or the whatever tribute?
You know.
Takeoff? Is that the guy who died?
We're all doing what we can.
We're all getting through day by day. And everybody.
Day by day.
The most hilarious conspiracy theorist in the world, everybody.
Hell yeah.
It is Sam Tripoli joining the
show. Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here. What was it like to be in MTV? Were there just like empty offices everywhere of past glory?
Empty.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. It's a great fucking.
I won't directly answer the question, but I'll say empty V.
Does Pauly Shore still live in the tower and ring the bell every hour?
Yes, he does.
Or what was the kid who won the VJ contest? They were trying to find a new Pauly Shore. and he ended up just being a junkie.
Oh,
Jesse Camp.
Yeah, that fucking weird tall guy.
He won like the when Pauly Shore kind of graduated to movies. They were like, "Who's going to be our next like wacky zany guy?"
Yeah. Like, we need another person that talks like a retard.
We know it's funny. Yeah. The guy who lost ended up becoming like a major player in that world. Dave Holmes.
Yeah.
I think didn't win the contest, but came in second place or something. He went on to become VJ.
They hired them both. He was so good.
Yeah.
It was so obvious that Jesse Camp was such a fucking just a hack job. It was just ridiculous. That Dave Holmes, who was like a legitimate good broadcaster who knew his shit about music, it was just sort of like an eye roll. So they gave him a contract.
They had to hire him. Yeah. I doubt it was. But Jesse Camp was just like, he just burned out quick.
Yeah.
It's like when they try to make a star out of Puck. Remember Puck?
Oh, yeah. Puck? Where did I just see Puck?
Jesse Camp looks like Cameron Esposito.
That's hilarious.
They go to the same hairstyle. Okay. Jesse Camp had Russell Brand hair before you did.
Being a VJ, or is that what it's called?
That was a dream for a while.
That time sounds amazing. In the 2000s, that sounds like the best job ever.
By the way, Kurt Loder worked there for like decades.
Oh, yeah.
You know that dude was doing some serious creeping. He's like 70, still doing the news, meeting all these twinks at all these events. You know, you know he's creepy.
Dude, we auditioned.
That was a really nice interview there. Ariana Grande, is it?
We auditioned years ago for MTV show, and it was to be VJs. Like, but we were already too old. No, we were already 30.
We auditioned to be VJs.
What was it?
I would remember that.
It was a dance. It was like an after. It was a dance show. Maybe it was a DJ.
It's the thing with Wayne.
Did you judge a local beauty?
No. Lewis didn't audition for that.
So no, I auditioned for like a dance show. It was almost like the Grind type thing. I thought you auditioned for it as well.
That is
Dancing
thing,
with
Dave.
The Stars?
No, that thing, the story that I told about Wayne and getting that MTV thing,
I don't
know, it
has nothing to do
that.
With Wayne.
The dancer drop thing that told me I was going to be the host of.
Maybe
I was being groomed.
No, I think I'm just.
Oh my god!
Story.
I would love
Stop
to see
laughing.
You on MTV.
It was.
Stop laughing. He was
there
young.
There was never a worse pick for a show ever. The show never even ended up happening, but they were gassing me up like it was going to be huge.
Yeah.
They're like,
"Oh
you're
yeah,
gonna,
this is Dave's story.
You're going to be
yeah."
You just make
I just
up,
told yeah. I
just
said
tell
it was
my
story.
Yeah,
I do that sometimes.
You just include yourself
in
my story.
His memory.
That's an old Louis C.K. bit.
Yeah,
until you eventually tell it back to the person who happened. He goes, "That didn't happen to you. That happened to me.
Yeah.
What are you, an asshole?"
Yes,
because all you could do is say, "Oh, I thought that happened to
but
me."
But I'll tell you why. It's just because we talk so much shit with each other, and I smoke so much weed that it just seeps into my head. I feel like I could have auditioned for a dance show on MTV.
You remember when you were six and Dave's mom and Dave's dad told you couldn't go outside and play?
No, Lewis in his mid-30s. Lewis in mid-30s, me in my late-30s, me and Lewis sent an audition because it was everybody was popping at that time from Guy Code was like making young comics were getting like thousands of dollars on the road.
Yeah, I was on one episode of Guy Code, by the way, and I did great on it. I just don't know why they didn't have me back.
I'll
tell you why,
because
they can't
today.
Dress you up. They want to like...
They were confused.
They want to dress up like...
you're
like,
not shiny object,
No, at the
bro.
Time, dude. No. When I was on Guy Code...
young, shiny object?
Dude, young Luis Che Gomez, dude.
You should have seen.
Let me see if I can find it right now, dude. It's
he
probably,
was like tan.
Wigger Gomez was
I'll tell you what it was. It wasn't... You weren't the thing for that.
Yeah.
Soder was really not the thing. He did more of it, but he also wasn't like the thing for that. You know what I mean?
Like
it was
Stefano.
For it is like for like DC Young Fly to Stefano Schultz like that.
Schultz, yeah.
It did great for them. That was all happy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Jessa May.
Making the young girl swoon at the show, Louis?
Look at me, dude. Look at young Louis Che Gomez. Was I not a fucking
snack?
Let me
see.
Well, not. Well, not this. Not that guy.
You could have been like In the Heights.
Right? Yeah. I auditioned for In the Heights. Wait, that was Dave.
You were American ISIS
on,
right there.
Dave was trying to buy the bodega.
I was almost Bernardo in West Side Story.
Okay, I swear to God, when I did Montreal Just for Laughs, WME was interested in me. They lied to me and said they were definitely signing me and do not meet with anybody else. And I was like, okay, WME, you fucking cunts. And
that is an evil fucked
it's so
up lie
evil.
To tell like a guy doing new faces to be like you're up at Just for Laughs and go, we're so interested in you, we want you to not talk to anyone else.
Yeah, like literally.
Buddy,
like
I've had drunken promises from people and then they. I've had them say they don't even remember talking at all.
To tell someone not to talk to anyone else.
Yeah, but Jay, you're talented. This was a whole fucking crazy thing for
this
me.
This was Lewis's only chance, Jay.
This was it, dude.
You were going to find something.
I came home, remember, in the old intro of Legion of Skanks, there used to be a line where I was like, put your Jew fucking noses in the air. And I came out, I was like, guys, WME really wants me to take out this Jew noses thing.
You remember that. And the intro, something on the intro of the show.
We changed the whole intro to the show.
Really?
Well, me and Lewis, Lewis is like mid-30s and me in my late-30s, because all that stuff was popping for the MTV people. Something happened and a bunch of people were auditioning for that, some like Dare show. You do it was like a Jackass style.
You know who ended up getting the pilot for it? It was like...
I forget.
No, it was, what's a good-looking kid's name? Julia Garotti and his crew.
All those wiggers.
That crew of wiggers got it, and they did a pilot.
And it never happened. This show never ended up happening. But.
Okay.
Wiggers are empty calories for sure, bro. Right? They're definitely empty calories. They look like a full meal, but there's nothing there. That's
Mountain Dew, baby.
Dude, a lot of praying hands all the time.
Absolutely. Silver chains.
It's like... fuck. I was gonna make a reference that I forgot. Anyway,
but me and Lewis,
you're still worried about levels. You're listening. You're worried about levels.
Oh, we've been vibing though.
I was gonna say they're like iceberg lettuce.
While we were doing
that
this,
sounds like a rap.
While we were filming this home audition, we were showing our age so much that we thought the funniest joke would be that every time we said MTV,
we would go,
which is like not the theme that was the since beat. 1987.
Yeah, that was the whole beat of our audition tape was us thinking that was hilarious.
Our average
viewers' parents
weren't born yet when this was going on.
But we'd be like,
you could maybe make it somewhat relevant.
I was like, what? It looks like I got to eat a blended up turkey sandwich. And like the people who worked at MTV wouldn't know that was the old thing.
Right. Yeah. No, dude. Well, they're like 27.
I remember I was pitching shows at MTV, and I was basically getting solicited for gay sex every time I would go in there. Because you would, whenever
and
you,
had you
pitch
to do what
a show,
to do, am I right?
What's that?
Classic, I was solicited.
I don't got
classic wiggers.
I was solicited.
Okay. Every time you go in, whenever you audition in LA or pitch a show, it's to a chick or a gay guy. Every time. They are the gatekeepers. That's just the way it is.
Gatekeepers.
As the gatekeepers, for sure.
Sometimes a foreign gay guy.
That's a unicorn out here. They love that. So you go, and he just was like making all these gay references. Just you ever get the eyes? The gay eyes? The gay stare eyes? Where they just, now you know how women feel when they're at a club?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, man, this is what it feels like to be sexually harassed. I love it.
Once a month, I go to Equinox. And a man will show me his erect penis in the steam room.
Oh, yeah.
And that it was, I remember just the first time I connected, I was like, oh, shit, dude, this is how I make women feel. Yeah. This is fucked up.
Right?
And I changed my ways ever since that.
Now you whack him off, so his wiener goes down. He goes,
it's empathy.
I don't want to look at your goddamn boner all day. He's like, well, you know what you have to do then? He goes,
Lewis changed his ways, meaning he just understood where the gay dude was coming from. He was like, oh, I get it. Yeah. I totally get it. You're looking
this
for a hand.
This is pretty awesome.
Oh, you know what? Carry on.
Okay.
That must be so cool.
Meet you in the steam room.
I remember I pitched a TV show to MTV once. Remember I tried to do that Driving Lewis show?
Was this me?
No, you know what? It might be Driving Dave. No, I would have fans, like, this one I was broke, and I would have fans pick me up from the airport, so I had to save $50 in an Uber. Right, and I'm like, yeah, we'll do a web series. You know, I'll fucking tape you like driving me to my hotel as you smoke me up with your weed.
Hey, I want to pitch you guys another show. Pay my rent. Yeah. What do you think?
Also, our fans are like, he goes, the camera is not going to pick up the smell of the body in my trunk, is it?
But I remember I had the idea to pitch this to MTV, and I set up a pitch meeting, and I had the guy drive me to the pitch meeting, and I like did like a live stream on on Twitter Live, whatever.
Camera work must have been amazing,
dude. It was crazy, and he was in the lobby, dude, and I thought it'd be such a funny. I was like, it was a gay guy and a chick, and I was like, guys, so this is the idea. And I pitched him, like, oh, that sounds kind of fun. And I was like, you know what? The guy just picked him up from the airport. He's in the lobby right now, and you saw the genuine, like, uncomfortable expression change on their face, like, you just invited some stranger into our building right now.
Yeah, he's got a name tag on in the other room.
Well, they were worried about Al Qaeda getting to MTV. That was a big fear back then, bro.
Anthrax showing up.
Yeah, for Toll Request Live, they were on their fucking list.
That was like, I think it was the when we because before when we started in comedy, like, that was it. It was like, all right, dude, we'll get on like a Room Raiders or like a fucking, like,
yeah,
just whatever it is. You're going to like
Elimidate.
Before there was like podcasts and like doing shit on your own. It was like literally that was it. You're like, all right, I have to go through.
Oh, I was thrilled to get those. I did probably 4 or 5 in my career talking head shows on like MTV2. Like, what were they thinking? You know, and it's a top 25 countdown. Like, remember Pink wore mismatched socks to the Golden Globes? And you have to be like, what a dumb bitch, right?
It's really, that's how like a million people discovered Godfrey. Was from being a talking head.
Yeah. By the way, that's all the Weather Channel is now, by the way. They just take weather clips and they have people, like non-union people, talk about
wacky. Isn't it sad when you watch the news and then you see some video that went viral like earlier on, like you're just watching it on Instagram, and then they put it on the news, they're like, and look at this, in Idaho, a dog.
You're like, oh no, you're just now, dude. You're giving me the video I saw on Twitter 4 days ago, and that's what you're breaking down? How long have you been doing comedy,
it's
Maddie?
Like 6 years, seven, yeah.
Because like the crazy thing is that we really did, it's just a bizarre feeling, that the whole game was revolutionized from when we started, because when we started, there were 3 people who did podcasts. It was the gayest shit in the world. No one listened to them.
And MySpace. Like, and MySpace was just kind of...
MySpace was like... some comedians had a MySpace.
You heard Dane Cook fucking crush it on
Dane
MySpace.
Dane Cook changed the game, and then Andrew Schultz came and changed the game even more. And now that's somewhat... The model that we all kind of follow, podcasts and clips.
And like that. And Rogan and all that.
Well,
like, yeah, that really,
well, it just squad, became, it became, squad for sure.
Yeah, because it became bigger than like any of that other shit. Yeah. But there was no such thing as a podcast. The only way to get successful.
And MySpace
was
didn't
no
really
internet
seem to gain
shows. It was just
fans.
Like you had to get on the TV.
Yeah.
On this box.
100%.
That fucking network people decided. Yeah. And then they decide what they were looking for, which was the opposite of what all of us are.
And YouTube, like, was short at the beginning. Right?
YouTube wasn't even a thought that that was a thing you could do.
You wouldn't think
you
post your stuff to YouTube. YouTube
you would
was
never
to see
that. Yeah.
YouTube was essentially America's funniest home videos in your house.
Yeah.
Like at the drop of And music, I think,
and
also
dogs.
Music videos, because that's what kind of killed
music videos. Yeah.
MTV to becoming just like a show of shows, and not music, was the fact you could watch uncensored full form videos on. Whenever you wanted to
on YouTube.
So yeah, kind of.
Yeah, and you kind of like, I run a show at the Comedy Store now, and like, you know, it's like I had the staff, the manager came up to me, and I have nothing against any of these comics, but they're like, blah 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 wants to go up, and I'm like, why? And this person is funny, great, but like back in the day, if you wanted to bump somebody, you would have to be the face of like a network,
of
right?
Course,
it was like Peacock, and then Joe Rogan with Fear Factor, or whatever it was. And this person at this point is not that person. And I'm sorry, but if your whole credits are just legacy media stuff,
followers,
like, you know,
also.
Like I have a small role on this show, that means nothing to me. To me, like, if you're really doing it, is like, what is your podcast kicking ass? Is your YouTube kicking ass? Is your Instagram kicking ass? Because that is actually direct. To the people.
Well,
like,
now you can quantify. Before it was smoke and mirrors, right?
Yeah.
Before there'd be a guy that got a development deal and it meant nothing. I know plenty of guys who were on SNL. They can't draw fucking anything today,
100%.
Right? Guys who had straight up development deals.
On SNL, several comics who are like guys who may even be out of the business now, some of them, or like are fledgling.
Who are also funny.
Sure.
Who are funny.
Oh, yeah, but had like development deal. And the my first time in Montreal was like, I don't know if it was like a couple years before me or whatever, but it was like when I went, by the time I even went so many years ago, about 20 years ago, they were already like, yeah, one person maybe will get a deal out of this.
Right.
And they go, oh, I thought the whole thing was you go up here and a network basically at worst is going to give you like low 6 figures to not do anything for a year and just stay on the radar because you're one of the new faces.
Right.
And by the time I came, they had given, that was a famous story, Michael Chicken Roof. They gave him $1 million. That was the story. Everyone goes, they gave this guy Chicken, who was, I guess, like not
he
very popular. He wasn't very popular, but he had a great audition and got New Faces and then had a great set at New Faces, and they gave him $1 million deal.
$1 million?
And it was like a complete flop, like failure.
Right.
And then so they were just like, that was the end of going like, hey, guys, you know what? Let's be a little more. Like, I went the year
that
I went.
That story
we'll
got dark,
on it.
By the
we'll
way.
Oh, yeah, he killed himself.
Oh, yeah. Hung himself outside his elementary school.
With chicken wire.
I didn't know that.
Ironically. he killed. But that was the, when I did it, the only deal from New Faces was John.
He hung himself
John Caparella, I think, was the last of it. And then they started going, and hey, you know what else killed Montreal? When the dollar the Canadian dollar and the American
evened
dollar the same, and you couldn't get LA 10 hookers for 50 bucks right. anymore?
Can I just chime in? Like, we should move on from the industry talk because it gets fucking really boring for the audience.
Sorry.
Oh, I guess you said everything you have to say.
No, I'm just saying.
You were talking about levels 2 seconds ago.
Well, that's hilarious. Me disrespecting a guy that I barely know. I've only met maybe one other time.
It's true. That is
pretty rude and it's pretty funny. We're going to sit here and talk fucking inside baseball for the next hour. It's not going to be a good
podcast. All right, let's talk about black dicks.
So talk about the hookers.
What are we talking about?
Maddie, let's talk about your deal points of this MTV thing you got.
All right. Which part do you want ownership of?
Yeah, boy.
Which part do you want to sign off on?
All of it.
All right,
Skanks, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is SheathUnderwear.com, the underwear of legends. I'll tell you right now, we all wear Sheath underwear here at Gas Digital and at the Legion of Skanks. It's the only underwear that we wear. They have incredible styles. I'll tell you right now, there's nothing more comfortable than Sheath underwear. But the real thing about Sheath underwear is their dual pouch technology. They allow you to sheath your dick and balls. It makes them fucking look great. They feel great. I'll tell you right now, it is the coolest fucking underwear in the world. You're not going to wear any other underwear. Sheath underwear has you covered. All you have to do is go to sheathunderwear.com and use the promo code SKANKS, and you're going to save 20% off your next order. Fast shipping, great customer service, the best product we advertise. sheathunderwear.com. Okay, where were we?
Did you get hookers in Montreal?
Never got hookers in Montreal. I was broke when I went to Montreal. I couldn't
really?
Even afford.
That was the problem. It's like,
it's kind of sad once you get there.
Well, you get there, you're like, oh, it's just a road gig. They make it seem like you're going to, like, Mecca and, like, all your dreams. You're like, this is just a road gig.
In a place where they hate us.
Oh, I meant dealing with a hooker.
Oh, okay.
You were talking about JFL. My bad. I thought you were talking about getting a hooker. I was like, it's kind of sad once you get there.
Have you gotten a lot of hookers in your life?
No, not a lot. I bought a lot of drugs off hookers.
Oh. Really?
Because I would get sober, and then I would be like, want to relapse, and I get rid of all the drug dealers in my phone.
Did you have to make them come?
Drugs, hookers. I once got robbed by the same hooker twice in one day.
How?
Just because I believed in humanity. I'm like, no one's going to rob somebody twice.
He goes, this time,
no
one's
going to
fuck you over twice.
Fool me once.
So I was like, wanted to relapse, and I couldn't find drugs, and I would always clean out my phone.
And what were your drugs?
My drugs started at coke and then got the speed.
Really?
I'm a go fast guy.
Yeah,
it's so funny. I was doing this thing on InfoWars with me and Eddie Bravo, did Alex Jones show. And like Eddie would always do this thing in a picture where he act like he's passed out. So I started doing that as a joke in the back. Somebody cuts it up going, Tripoli did drugs. He's passing out here. And he's nodding off from heroin. I'm like, I'm a go fast guy. I'm not a go slow guy.
Right.
I like the fast stuff. So I would be driving around trying to find drugs and... I found this hooker and I was like, can you get me some drugs? She's like,
yeah. It's a streetwalker. You just randomly
met her. I'm like, I'm looking for, drug. I mean, I knew nobody.
No, it's smart.
So I
it is. I mean,
it's not a bad idea.
If you're trying to find drugs.
Right. Yeah.
So,
hi, excuse me. You're clearly broken. You
know, always assume a hooker is doing it for money for drugs to do it. So
ultimately.
To give up her drugs.
She's either
or
got
she
drugs
at least
on
has
her.
On
no,
her.
No, you go. You go, okay, if you help me get drugs, I'll give you X number of dollars above that.
Totally.
You can piece it off, take a little, and then you hook me up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They probably all had a little fanny pack.
I found her, which I think was a her, could have been a her, him. You know what I'm saying? Gets in the car.
It's not ours to judge.
We drive up, drive around. She's like right over here. What I learned was if they grab their purse, they're not coming back. That's what I learned that day. So they grab their purse.
No, that's not true because I wouldn't leave my purse. If I was a tranny hooker, I'm just leaving my purse.
And you have been.
Yeah, but the reason you might not do that because what's happening in this car is how you're paying your bills at that point. So you don't want them to go. So you assume they're going to be back there. I mean, we can't talk inside comedy, but we'll talk inside hookers.
No, but it's the move. But it's
the money. Yeah, I've never been inside
hookers.
You gave
her inside
all the money.
It's a new MTV show.
Did you give her like the money on top of the drugs as well? So you just gave her the money for the drugs.
Drug money.
It's how the drug dealers get people in New York. Like on the street, the guys that say, "I'll be right back."
Yeah, no shit. This is the no shit. As soon as you hand her the money, I know she's gone.
But that didn't always happen. And you would actually find, like, whenever you saw a dude on a bike, you'd be like, "Oh, that guy's selling drugs."
No, you're right.
And if they actually took care of you, you were like,
"Sam,
I'll be a repeat customer."
Sam, I've bought drugs randomly from people in the park plenty of times, right? You stop doing that eventually because. 1 out of 4 times they rip you off, right?
For sure.
That sucks.
And you got to make your decision because sometimes it gets
gets weird. You're like, there's either going to be a stabbing going on, or I just let him get
I had
the
a guy walk me like fucking. Dude, I wish this guy just. I remember during the walk, we were walking for like, you know, from maybe the 8th Street and like the East Side, all the way to like the West Side Highway in like
you're
the 20s.
Your Fitbit numbers.
Dude, it was fucking wild how far the walk was. We got there, and then he just fucking took the money, and then he like left. And I was like, as soon as he left, I was like, dude,
rob me.
Just fucking take the money back there, you dickhead.
Dude.
You know, walk me to a fucking the West Side Highway.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, I got robbed by that. This is the last time I think I even thought about getting a hooker. I got robbed in Venezuela. I was there and worked up because I did a. It was a black circuit show, but it was during Carnival out there, and so it was a very. It was not my audience, and I was not going to like hook up there at all. Mm-hmm. But it was a very sexy audience. You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
You were all boned up.
Yeah, and I was like
these Venezuelan vixens.
I mean, undressed basically, and not interested in me at all. Didn't do very well on the comedy show.
Just like, throwing beads at girls.
So English. They you were doing. It was an English show.
English show. Yeah. And went to back to the hotel, which was just.
Isn't this the Bahamas or somewhere else? Are you sure? Venezuela?
Yeah, not Venezuela. Not Venezuela.
No, it was like a black, more of a black place.
What's the other side of
Argentina?
No, what's the other side of
no,
Dominican
wasn't
Republic?
South America.
Brazil.
Dominican Republic.
No, it was not
Trinidad.
Baby.
Trinidad.
It's not
Trinidad.
That. You're ignorant.
Trinidad. It was Trinidad.
Trinidad is nowhere near the.
Yeah, Dominican Trinidad
Republic.
Tobago.
That's also not the other side.
Wait a second.
Trinidad Tobago is the two. That's where I'm thinking.
Wait, so where were you?
Goes, Trinidad.
Trinidad?
Goes,
wow.
Not Haiti, but Ukraine.
It was
Ukraine.
Oh, okay, okay.
Trinidad. It was Trinidad.
I just remember the story because we were friends already. You told me the story when it happened.
So I go back to my room and I find some weird local paper that has something in it. This is before like you could go in your phone and figure
it back
out.
I used to literally go and try to find a Village Voice. And you go to the back of the back is a Village Voice, and you'd call all the numbers and try to find something within walking distance.
By the way, I was just so interested in that, and for 5 straight minutes, I was just quietly going, I can't believe Jay never told me he went to Venezuela. That has never come up.
Wow.
We're such close friends. Like,
no, it's true to that.
Okay.
And I call, and they go, yeah, it's like... basically $100 American and we'll send somebody over. And I was like,
sweet.
All right, let's do it. Yeah.
Like, dude, that's only 1/3 of what I made for this whole gig.
Oh, maybe less. This, I get a knock on the door, and it's one of the hotels where it's your door is to the outside.
It's a motel.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. And I hear a knock on the door, and I open the door, and it is a butchish, just like thick, clear lesbian dressed in like man clothes. Very ugly. And I was like,
"We're doing
oh.
this or what?"
I go, "Oh!" And I just ask right away. I go, "Oh, hey, wait, are you?"
Hey.
I go, "Are you the girl?
Are you security?"
And she just saw this. She's smart. I go, "Are you the girl?" And she goes, "She took a second too." She goes, "No, no." She goes, "I just get the money," and then she comes up. And I was so happy, one, that I didn't feel an obligation to fuck her.
Because if she would have said, I'm the girl, you would have been like, fuck, I don't want to hurt this animal's feelings
that's
now.
So that's what every Tinder date says to me. Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Are you the girl?
Are you the girl?
And then Maddie goes, no, I just take the money.
Yeah.
And she goes, it was so instantaneous. She goes, no, I just take the money. And I go, 100, right? And she's like, yeah. And I gave her, I think it was a $100 bill because it was so quick. And she goes, all right, she'll be up momentarily. And I don't think the door closed before I put my back against the door and went, no one's coming back here.
No.
Yeah.
You can knock all night.
And of course she was not. She did not come back. And she was the girl if it was going to happen. And she, when I said that, her mind went immediately to like, oh, I can get the money and not fuck this guy at all. And what's he going to do about it?
Now, how do you think she felt when you answered the door? Are you the guy?
No, horrible. Horrible. That's why.
Are you? Oh, no.
I'm telling you, that's why. One of the reasons I couldn't negotiate my head getting a hooker anymore is because my own thing would be like, oh, yeah, they're going to be like afterward. I'm like that hot shower.
Yeah.
Where they're like, and then he sweat on my chest.
Ew.
Dude, I've gone to get a hooker. I've showed up. I looked her right in the face and I was like, oh, you're not the girl from the picture. She's like, well, I'm like, yeah, sorry. Peace.
Peace.
Ugly.
They get weird.
When you
bro.
Guys when you guys show up, the hooker's like, oh, I also ordered Domino's. Is that
if I show up for a hooker, it's a good day in her fucking business. Okay?
That's is the exact difference in what
I am
we
a
feel
fucking
about that.
Stud compared to the fucking
both
slobs
of you
that
guys. I
right.
would just assume that anyone here is like for a hooker a pretty big win. Like, I think the most disgusting dudes are fucking hunters.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's it's horrifying guess. Up in
no,
there.
No, for sure. I'm sure it's not the if worst thing in their day, up. But I don't
we're
assume.
We're pretty fuckable here, right?
I'm just saying, we're hot.
It's like an easy order at a restaurant.
I'm saying, though, that she doesn't go home and go like, well, the one wasn't so bad, but that was good. Or, you know, I think it's all just a blur of a day
what
of like, I'm doing this to just get what I want.
I know girls that hook. I've known plenty of girls that work in sex
Stop
industry.
Stop bragging.
Stop talking about me.
They definitely, no, a fucking like a big, fat, smelly slob, it affects them. They're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Of it's course.
Not, like, it's not.
But so does they're working at Party City, which I did. So, I don't
hooking?
Know. Yeah.
Was that your worst job ever? What was your worst job ever, Maddie?
I did not like working at Party City.
Worse than hooking.
Hooking sucks, but yeah. The benefits are crazy.
Like I think you're
itemizing the day too much on what you're thinking, in the sense that I think that a hooker goes home from the whole day and is like, this is my shitty life to accomplish this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some hookers go home and they go, I made $3,000 today. I fucked, you know, two guys.
What I do
know
funds
in Trinidad.
I do know former high paid escorts.
Yeah, for the high paid ones, their jobs, it doesn't seem like their life is that
No,
bad.
I'm telling you, when
if
I talk to them,
to
they just have to stay hot.
Talk to them after
every moral fucking.
Talk to them after it. There's a lot of, same with porn. There's a lot of things in your head.
Totally.
You have to like tell yourself to get through it. And then when they're out of it, like we always make those jokes and we have that thing we say, but like those documentaries come out, almost 100% of them, if they don't regret it, they're just like, well, this is the bet I made,
that's
so I might
yeah.
as well. And it's always kind of a sad ending.
You watch like gangbang porn. It's like, and I have the same feeling when I watch bare knuckle fighting. I'm like, is this the only thing you could do? There's no other career options than 90 dudes at one time.
Like, this seems dangerous.
Yeah.
But the difference,
you could at least date a man you love.
Is that bad?
But the difference, at least in the bare knuckle fighting, and I get your point, but at least in the bare knuckle fighting, you're like, okay, this dude can fight a little bit. You know, like sometimes they're not the most talented guys, but at least they can fight a little bit. They're will, you know, but then it's like,
Which
I guess
the
willing part.
I have a great
part,
question for all of you guys right now.
Just, almost any like hot chick could do that and fucking be successful at, you know what
porn?
I mean? It's just, yeah, I'm saying
no,
like they could.
They could be successful. I think there's plenty of chicks who do OnlyFans and porn that make nothing.
Well, okay, dude, I literally was walking home today and I was like, if I started OnlyFans, I probably wouldn't even make that much money.
No, you have enough of a follower.
No,
you probably have like 10 patrons a month.
No, you'd make a lot of money.
You'd make a lot of money, Maddie.
What?
But you'd be selling out a lot of your the trajectory of your
career. Oh, absolutely.
I totally agree with that, man.
Wait, but I think I would literally not even make that much. And I'd be like, wow, I really went to my last resort and it did not pan out. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was
you
actually
know who
getting
makes
nervous.
It in porn? Somebody who has like an Art Manis.
I've been spreading my gash on camera and no one's watching.
All right, this
is going to be the worst to see like zero.
I'm still on Medicaid.
The eye with zero next to the corner and you're just fucking fingering yourself. Like,
All right, Dave, you're the only one who could truly answer this question, but everyone else could also give their opinion, sort of. What would you rather, your daughter do porn or your son do bare knuckle fighting?
Oh,
my son do bare knuckle.
Oh, for sure.
That's very easy.
For sure,
very easy answer.
I couldn't imagine my little baby boy getting bare knuckle beat up though. That would suck.
Well, you don't have a little girl.
Yeah. What if your little boy became
a
little girl and then did pornography?
Oh no, I bare knuckle boxing.
You go.
What if your boy was a they them?
They go. Your child's doing gangbang porn. You're like, that's not even the worst of it. You became a woman to get gangbanged.
I mean, look, if you do,
we're moving to Florida.
I'm not even hating on like chick to do porn. Obviously, if you do a gangbang. When you make the decision, it's almost like doing like smoking crack for the first time. You're like, you made a decision. You're like, I'm gonna smoke crack. That's
crazy.
Have
you ever smoked crack?
No, have you smoked crack?
I smoked it once.
That's crazy.
And the whole time you're just like, I can't believe I'm smoking crack. I'm smoking crack, bro. I can't believe I'm smoking crack the whole time. This is fucking crack, bro.
Is it great? What does it feel like?
The exhale's the best.
It's like a quick rush like Coke, but it's like faster.
Oof.
But it's like the crack dealer never wants their clients to meet
Sam,
the meth dealer.
Are you salivating right now?
Yeah, I don't miss crack.
You're foaming at the fucking mouth talking about crack.
I haven't done drugs in years. But when I did speed for the first time, I was like, oh, coke is for peasants, bro.
Really?
That's for peasants.
So you smoke speed?
Yeah. I did some lines here and there, wrecking my nostrils.
Yeah,
but I've only snorted
an Adderall once.
No, that's why it's great.
Really?
It's like $20. You just ruin your life. That's great.
Well, meth is like, yeah, $20 for the day.
Yeah, right.
Right. It's
how,
like
much,
8 hours.
How much do you get? Like when you take one hit of speed.
You saw the amount of speed I did. Tell us.
I've never done speed.
$600 a month.
You smoke speed. Yeah. What is it like immediately? And how long is it?
Dude, it's like getting hit by a. I don't want to romanticize it.
No.
You're really doing this Dewey Cox thing to Lewis right now. That's the cheapest shit there is.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's so cheap.
He goes, it's the worst thing in my life. Made me feel great for 8 hours.
Yeah, it may be. It
$20.
Like, reality can't compete with the super, super adrenaline version of life that you have when you're on speed.
Because I was addicted to Adderall for a hot minute, mm-hmm. and it made me into a fucking shithead. It was like really
Lewis
like,
swore
aggressive.
For the first 6 months of it that it had cured him.
No, it did. Right. No, right. Dude, I was getting a shit ton of work done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right when we started Gas Digital. I mean, it helped me in a weird, I was so bad ADD that I needed to take medication and understand sort of what my shit was to get off of it. Now I'm happy that I'm off it, but now I've still fucked up ADD. It's
well, my
better.
Whole opinion is there's no biological shortcuts. Like anything you put in your body, there's a price to pay for.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, definitely. You're like, this is all good for me. Nope. Anything biological, even if it's like HGH or any of that stuff, it's like it's a shortcut and you're going to pay for the price eventually. But speed is so good, it destroys your life.
Right.
We should get some. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like,
Geraldo couldn't get off it for years.
Speed and porn is like peanut butter and jelly. Like, they just came together and they're just like, this is the greatest thing ever.
So you just
I would watch
off?
Porn forever and I would stop watching for sex and I would start watching for cinematography. Like, who knew how to shoot, like, the right angles? Like, this guy gets angles. That's what I would stop
Meanwhile,
watching.
You're taking apart a television piece by piece also next to you.
Excel spreadsheet open.
Now,
everyone
the
ever
weird
fucked.
Thing about speed is that, like, men and women have different reactions to it. Like, when women do it,
annoying.
They don't get into, like, the porn and all that stuff. They become, like, Bob Vila. Like, they want to, like, this old house. They're, like, fixing,
organize,
like, cabinets.
Yeah.
The
How
real
different
postering.
Is it from Adderall, though? Like, if I take a fucking, like,
Adderall
grams,
isn't as intense.
Yeah. And Adderall is pretty intense for me.
It's
but it's not even close.
Adderall,
it's not the same.
And then Coke is way more intense, and then speed is way more
No, Coke
intense,
is right? Coke is peasant shit.
Okay, sorry.
No, stay off it. It's just
Have
peasant.
You done Coke before, Maddie?
Barely. A little bit of fucking kink fest, and then...
Whoa, don't fucking, you know...
What?
Edit
that's why I said, that's why I said it in a weird way. But I thought you guys wanted to be cool. Oh, my bad.
No.
We don't have that at
young
skank
guys,
fest.
No. Not
back
at all.
In the day, you could
CBD.
Do blow. You could do blow, and it was great. Now it's like, it's just...
I
see
minimal.
People doing blow now. I'm like, what is this, fear factor?
Yeah, it's getting a little
You're like
scary.
Risking everything.
I'm only
never,
entering a drug phase, and Coke doesn't seem like it should be included right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no.
I've done all,
more what I
mean. All of my drug experiences have been like from late 20s up, and some of them in the last like 4 years or so, and I'm so much happier of like doing it like that, because I've never, like, it's exactly like I don't want to try Coke. Now
right.
at all. I would never do heroin.
I'm tired.
Because I think if I was going to be one, heroin would be my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the one that I would pick. You said, like, you're looking for speed. Like,
yeah,
I'm looking for, like, the like slow
Heroin's
down.
Yeah. like jam. Like, you know how speed was like jelly?
Yeah.
Shrooms are fun. Shrooms are fun.
Sure.
Right? But I never did acid. So that's.
Well, you know.
I was given acid.
George Floyd was
really.
On speed and fentanyl, which they call goofball. That's like wanting to go really fast, slowly.
That worked
hilarious.
Out pretty good for him.
George Floyd, that goofball? Are we going to talk about that goofball again? What
were.
Now?
Yeah, I think I'm done doing drugs.
It's tiring.
I just, you know what it is? Even I think about it, Molly, I do love Molly. I think Molly's great. You know, and if I never do it again, like, it's absolutely...
Right.
Only because, like...
You were doing that a lot at a point, right?
Decent amount, yeah. But when...
There was the Molly era of Skanks where I did it a decent amount and you were doing it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, killed Christine.
Just her mental.
Yeah. It didn't kill her. She'll never be the same.
Yeah. Like, she you know. Is forever changed, but...
Right. It's like, what was it, SLC Punk, where the kid runs through the sprinklers with a sheet of acid in his pocket, and then he, like, is just always, like, wigged out for the rest of the movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's, no, but it was great, but even that, like, the times I thought about taking it, even, like, within the last year, for the most part, I'm like... it's like the 3 days afterwards.
Dude,
it's like, I don't really want to... Also, because everybody else will. I could take it, and that was almost like Christine's, which she'll tell you, is like her thing with like drugs of any kind, because she's an addictive she was an addict when she was younger and did everything, crack and all that stuff she's tried. And she was the same thing. Like, when she does it, it was awful to do it with her because people who were in the drugs, all she wanted to do was think about when are we doing more.
Yeah.
That's what I never got. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we took Molly and I'd be like, yo, we're on this like 4 or 5 hour journey. It's going to be great. But we could be asleep at 2 a.m. It's not even nuts. We'll be coming down.
My problem is,
well, if we got 2 more hours, like, should we take a little bit? And to worry about that is like, that's the worst fucking thing. And so Molly's got a bad taste in my mouth, no pun intended for that, but also just set forth the recovery of it. It's like, is it worth the night? That's an age thing too though.
See, I kind of
almost act like I'm on Molly and let other people be on it.
So I think drugs are a young man's game. I did shit early, but it was like teens and 20s, and then you could kind of get into early 30s a little bit. But to me, it's just like once you're getting to 40s, it just feels like I'm not supposed to do drugs. Like, I'm supposed to have a whiskey or something like that, but I'm not supposed to do drugs
anymore.
Sounds
great right now. You don't have whiskey, do you, Ari? Piece of shit.
I like a nice whiskey, a nice cold brew.
But that's like, feels like, I don't know, it just feels like the right thing to do. And that shit that you're talking about, Jay, about like, oh, it's like a 4-day recovery, a lot of that shit is also age. When you're like fucking 18, you could do shit.
I would bounce
and the next
back.
Day, bounce back. Good. Yeah. When you're in your 40s doing it, it's like you're out.
I'll tell you what, whatever it is about what I take,
you're like suicidal.
Meds wise or whatever kind of thing is. I actually don't really have the recovery day problem. It's almost like everything around me. Do you know what I mean?
It like, feels like
if I do Molly, it's like, I know, because I said the situation would be like, well, we're doing it and we're kind of like raging tonight at this, you know, everyone's hanging out after a comedy club on the road or something. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, I will, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I could always be like, all right, let's call it. I'll go home and watch a movie. Because, and you guys know this, when we did mushrooms together the first time, or several drugs, where when everyone else seems to be in that place, I'm like we did mushrooms the first time. Lewis and Dave was like being introspective. Lewis was off in his own thing.
I had a blanket around me talking to God.
Yeah, cool. And I was like,
that's awesome.
I was watching TV shows.
Watching Stern. And I was like, what are you doing, dude?
I was like watching TV. I answered phone. Whatever time I answered the phone, that was the best. I answered my phone, they go, how is he talking? And I'd be like,
well, no, because also one of the rules when I was tripping as a teenager was like, dude, hide your phone. We're not a teen. I guess I didn't. We had cell phones until I was like 19, 20. But like when I was young in my 20s doing mushrooms or acid, it was like, put your phone away, turn it off altogether. You don't want to start texting people
because
you're going to say some weird shit.
That's almost what I did like, though, was texting people and being like, what's up, dude?
It wasn't so much,
haven't talked in a
Jay,
while.
It wasn't so much that like, oh, how is he talking to somebody? It was more like, dude, you're going to ruin your life. Don't talk to your wife right now.
One time,
you know what? I'm gonna stop seeing all those other people, baby.
No, because you'll have a thought. No, you'll have a thought on mushrooms or acid where you go, you know what, dude? Honesty. It's all about honesty. Yeah. I have to be honest with everybody right now. And they start texting friends secrets and shit that you shouldn't be telling
them. I've never had a drug take me there. I gotta tell everybody everything now.
So
I tell
when I was in college in
drunk.
The early '90s, I had this one professor, and he was. For some reason was talking about suicide and how to stop somebody from doing it. And the whole key is to get them to agree to come see you the next day. Like, just stay one day. We'll talk tomorrow. Just agree with me. You'll say, okay. So one night, just after this, he says this stuff. I'm doing acid with my two friends. We're doing acid. We got the wall on. It's two chicks. And everyone's tripping balls, watching the wall. Suddenly, there's a knock on the door. And it's another friend
of mine. Hello, hello, hello. Is there anybody out there?
There'll be no more.
I'm freaking out.
I answer the door, tripping balls.
Yeah.
It's my friend, another female friend. I'm like, what's going on? And she starts talking about how she wants to kill herself.
No.
Oh.
We're all tripping balls.
Oh, what a fucking buzzkill. That bitch should have killed herself.
She's tripping too?
No, she just showed
she's
up.
She's just a sober person trying to kill herself.
Did you tell her that you were on acid?
No, because I go into right into I gotta save this person mode. My friend
That's
goes
horrifying.
In, she starts throwing up in the bed in the bathroom.
The suicidal
my other
girl?
Friend is just dancing. She's so high, she's just dancing. Another buddy comes over who is a friend of mine. He sees that my hot friend is on acid dancing. Yeah. He just starts taking pictures.
He's got a noose.
And now I'm trying
suicides.
To keep this girl. I'm just trying to regurgitate everything that my professor had said the day before to keep her alive. I'm like in like hostage negotiator mode, tripping balls on acid.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
It's a dark place.
Yeah.
Did you save her?
Yeah.
But you know what? I think with drugs, we said before, I think with drugs you have to like, there's a level of submission to them that I don't think I give because I don't want to be out of
control.
Almost
magic
like you're saying,
you don't magic. You got a magic eye to a certain degree.
You're not wrong.
Every drug, you have to be like, I'm going to give myself to the drug.
That's
yes,
what I do.
And that's what I think I do.
That's literally what I like. Literally disassociate. Because, and I'm like, let him.
See, I wish I would do that more because almost the thing I remember that same night with the mushrooms, like being outside and I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I was just saying, I go, oh wow, it's so cool, like the tree. Just in the breeze, just looks like these crazy things. It's a, and they're like, "Oh man, you feeling it?" But it's like they want you to have much more of like a, like it's more of a trippy thing. Where I'm just going like, "No, no, I'm saying I'm on mushrooms, so it's like it's making my perspective."
Yeah.
Just,
you know, I like, hate when people are like, "Dude,
you're
they're like,
you see the thing?" I go, "No, no, no. I'm on mushrooms, and it's like that's why."
Dude,
yeah.
I just remembered from this time the three of us are tripping on mushrooms, and I mean, I guess you were tripping as well, but we were fucking like me and Lewis were gone.
I took more than you guys because of that.
Playing the game of could you pull it together, and one of us would pretend to be a cop. Cop came over to you right now. You got to act totally sober. And one of us would be like, excuse me, sir, what's going on? And then like, we'd all just die.
The funniest game.
Well, because Lewis is like sweating under a blanket. It's like, excuse me, sir. You know, I pulled you over, and Lewis is like,
I mean, yeah, Liz, I'll tell you, of the drug shit I did, I don't regret any of it, sure. But I'm done with all of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just too old for it. I feel like I'm just not, that's not me anymore.
I think when you turn 35, you feel it.
Or it's, you either do it young or it's getting too late.
35 is when you start feeling hangovers. I always say about 35, rigor mortis starts to set in, and you're constantly fighting
it's
off.
It's not even just
mortis.
Drugs; it's like food.
Yeah,
like I'll I want to eat fast food.
Look, drugs are supposed to make you feel good, right? Food is supposed to make you feel good. So there's this adverse effect with whether it's the come down or even during it. When I'm on coke, Molly, whatever it is, I kind of don't feel good anymore. I kind of feel like, oh, I don't really like this completely. Like I kind of like the physical side of it, but I get in my head about how I'm not supposed to be doing it. I got a kid at home; it starts to fuck me up, and the overall experience just started being negative. So that's why I don't do drugs. It's not a moral objection. It's not like, oh, I'm, you know, I just I feel better sober than I feel when I'm on drugs.
We're also closer to death, so you don't want to lose a day.
It's true. That's 100% true.
Well, you're not wrong. That's also exactly like, yeah, now I'll have a fucking heart. You know, I remember someone said,
you're like, clock
they use
ticking.
Ketamine. They use ketamine therapy now, and people swear by ketamine. And when I said I haven't done it, I've had three or four people go, oh, you haven't tried ketamine? You got, and all it takes is one person to go, yeah, I would try ketamine, but like it apparently spikes your blood pressure when you take it. And I was like, well, now I'll just never. That's all you had to say at my age where I'm like being fat and 45. I'm like, I'm not going to take
but
a thing.
I mean, Molly,
that might be
Molly spikes your blood pressure.
Maybe,
yeah. It's 100%.
But I'm saying I just never, mushroom. But if
it's
it
no
makes sense, I never got that information first.
Yeah.
So now I might probably never do Molly again off of that thing you're just saying. But that's how easy it was.
It I don't know.
Yeah, you probably don't.
It's the same side effects as like a pharmaceutical drug.
I'm sure.
Same fucking thing.
But it's just like when I hear that though, I'm like, I always just have like the worst, like, oh, well, the worst possible thing about it.
Maybe I would inject ketamine. Fine. I'll say
this.
In
your toes?
In the webbings of my toes.
Are you a needle guy? No, I'm not. But I don't like.
Thank God.
I don't like snorting anything, but I'm just saying I've heard injecting ketamine's pretty dope. And ketamine, you're in and out. 15 minutes, you're done with the high.
Is that the word they use? Pretty dope?
It's
pretty dope.
It's Lewis's
pretty
dope. New brand.
That's the strand.
Pretty dope ketamine, available at realassdude.com. No, you. That's the one where there's not a come down. It's not like a fucking crazy thing. Even if you take too much, you end up in a K hole and you kind of like look up at the ceiling. You're like, whoa, and that's really it. And then 15 minutes later, you're like, all right, dude, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so there's also
done ketamine. Yet?
I've never done ketamine.
It's also a K hole is such a thing that people.
It sounds like you can just get a blowjob.
That is the same.
But
to
like
completion.
A K hole I've heard described exactly the same way by anyone I know who's been in one, but the inconsistency is how people enjoy that. Some people are like, then you go into a K hole and it's
just. Some people are
that's
looking
the
for
best.
It.
Yeah,
that's,
some people are like, I went to a K hole. Yeah. It was the worst. I couldn't get out of it in my head.
All right, so you're doing a little bit of ketamine. A little bit of ketamine. You're going to fucking. It's almost like the room becomes like wobbly and you're like. I remember I took ketamine on the way to. On a train by myself. I was just taking bumps of K and it felt like I put myself in a K hole and it felt like I was on a roller coaster and fucking like going from like heaven to hell. It was like nuts, dude. It was the wildest train ride of my life. But you get.
You show up just in time for a scavenger hunt.
You get. I was just like.
It's like a videographer at the.
Dude. It was not. I showed up on K. I was telling everyone. I was like, "Dude, I'm on K. You want some?" Everyone's like, "No."
They're like, "That's our Puerto Rican friend."
So, no, but if you take a little bit, it's almost like wobbly, like you know,
yeah.
The heart, the you just feel high, right?
Yeah.
If you get into a K-hole, you get like stuck where like you really can't move and you're really, really high. And I guess some people get scared of that, but some people are looking to get there. Some people, that's not even getting paralyzed. Not truly paralyzed, but it's you're not walking.
It's so weird.
You're not putting one foot in front of the other. It's just not happening. But yeah, it's the only reason I say that it's a good high is because there's no come down and it only lasts for like 15, 20 minutes.
Sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors here at the Legion of Skanks, which is Zippix Toothpicks. Let me tell you something. You're probably trying to quit smoking. If you aren't, I mean, what's wrong with you? Who's not trying to quit smoking these days? But Zippix has you covered. They have these amazing toothpicks, six different flavors that have nicotine laced right into them. And through the powers of sublingual absorption, you can get your nicotine fix quickly and efficiently. It's less expensive than cigarettes. It's way less gross than cigarettes. Even if you're not trying to quit smoking, I know you can't smoke at your desk. You probably can't smoke while you're on a flight or while you're in your car with your kids, right? Zippix Toothpicks is the answer to get your nicotine buzz. Just go to ZippixToothpicks.com. That's Z-I-P-P-I-X toothpicks.com and use the promo code LOS10 when you check out. You're going to save 10% off your order today. Once again, that's ZippixToothpicks.com. Use the promo code LOS10. Save 10% off your order today.
All right, maybe we should all do some drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm saying, but you're done with drugs totally. Like, I could easily be talked into like a painkiller one night or something for sure.
You asked me for painkillers yesterday.
Well, no,
I could easily be talked into a painkiller one night.
No, I wasn't asking you for. But I wasn't asking you for.
You
remember? I wasn't asking you for a
party.
My back like went out. Yeah. And I was like at a point where I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to do a show.
Oh, dude, my back's out. Let me get some ketamine.
Ibuprofen's not going to cover this shit.
Nah, I think I'm done. I mean, you could say alcohol is a drug or nicotine's a drug or whatever, but you know, I mean, meaning like drugs.
The standees.
No, I think I'm done.
Street What's drugs. Your biggest vice right now?
Food.
Food.
Black dick. That's my answer.
Potato, potato.
Black cock. Big black cock.
Food's your biggest vice. What's your biggest vice, Sam? Because you don't do drugs anymore.
My biggest vice right now is
and not
I probably
drinking water.
Work too much.
You work too much.
Yeah, I'm.
What a good interview answer.
Well, I quit porn. I quit drugs. I quit drinking. I got rid of everything. So that's my
all. Your actual vices are really gone.
You had to quit porn.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, so.
Are you okay?
When I did a lot of drugs, I watched a lot of porn, and like, I tapped Pornhub. I was like, seen it. Now I just got bored of it, and I just don't want to do it anymore. I think it's low frequency, so I was just like,
are you still jerking off? Or are you like NoFap weirdos?
I don't. It's like weird when you quit watching porn. You like you're kind of weirded out by jerking off.
You probably do it.
You
got to
kind of force
it.
Weird thing.
So then you go back.
People don't jerk off. They believe in God now. It's a whole thing.
I'm a big God guy.
Dave Smith is on the same fucking diet as you are.
Have you not jerked off in years?
They don't jerk off. They believe in God. It's the gayest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
I still jerk off, but
I jerk off to God.
It sounds like the least gayest shit I've ever heard.
To God. No,
it doesn't. It doesn't reach him, but that's where he's aiming.
I'm not like I'm not a strict like abstinent. Like I never jerk off or never watch porn. But I just enjoy. Like, I cut back very drastically. It's very, like, I don't do it much at all. And it just, I just enjoy, like, I don't know. I just think it's better. Like, it makes sex way better.
If
makes,
I live
like,
with a woman,
I think
I probably wouldn't watch as much porn either because
I'm going to go to the bathroom
like a weirdo and, like, hide in the bathroom and watch
porn. It's like, it doesn't make sense. Right. Like, I'm married. We have
it
sex.
It sexualizes
like, just,
everything.
Like,
porn sexualizes everything.
It also,
is
I feel
a sexual
like, to me,
the lines
most fucked up thing.
I feel like you can't look my dad in the eye woman without being like, oh, how can I lead this to a bang bus?
Look, to me, it's like when you start watching a lot of porn, it's like you're not like just watching people fuck and jerking off to it. You're getting into the scenario. You're getting into like the porn that you like, and then it goes like layers and layers. And then it's almost like you're jerking off to like a situation in your mind. And then I would just find that it's almost like even when you're fucking or like when you're like running scenarios in your mind,
yes.
Like going into these things. And that
hell
to
yeah,
me,
dude.
that is.
You want to know a new fantasy?
When you take that away, you almost like get back into like what it's supposed to be, which is you're like, you're in the moment. You're actually just like, you know what I mean?
Making babies.
I agree.
It's just better.
You know where my mind ran to recently when I was having sex with my girlfriend? That I was a Nazi general and I was repopulating Nazi society with my hot, like a.
I like to be called the
hot elite. Not even my wife. I had a wife.
So you're white in this.
I had a wife. No, I'm a Nazi leader. I'm a leader in the 1930s Nazi party, like a high up general.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking a hot. Like Nazi chick who
beautiful,
but also brilliant, like genius fucking level. Like we're populated with Nazi babies. And I have some
more
Nazi,
Aryans.
Some
this
boring
is the Handmaid's
Nazi.
Tale. This is the Handmaid's Tale.
No, I'm like, can you not ruin the season for me?
Well, I would say, what I think is interesting is organically, and maybe age also, but I've just, because I would always say it's like when people quitting porn or whatever like that, I'm always like, why? Like, do you have to quit? And I just organically have stopped. I jerk off much less. I look at porn
too,
much less, but not like any kind of like I need to stop this. It's just like time gets in the way. You know what I mean? Like hotel rooms, especially. I used to like if I went home alone, like I was jerking off that night to go to bed, and like that rarely happens anymore. I'm always gonna get back and I put on something, and I'm just like, I don't feel like fishing around for a video right now.
Fishing is the worst part.
I've been in my
opinion.
Life. I've been late for things. Because I took too much time jerking off trying to find the right
clip. And then you just jerk off to the thumbnail that moves three scenes.
Sorry, everybody. Thanks
for being
here.
Was there an excuse you would use all the time?
No, because it wasn't an all-time thing. I just put it myself. But when it did happen, though, you'd feel you'd come in and you go, man, I feel like an idiot. Like, I'm showing
up
here.
Thank you, True TV executives, for being here. As you know, couldn't find a new video. All right.
Jay couldn't find parking again. Sorry about that. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So, like, when you watch a porno, let's say a gangbang porno, what part are you enjoying from the girl's perspective, or enjoying the action that's happening?
Or is it your dick fucking this chick?
That's all. These are all interesting questions.
I'll
take one at a time.
That.
We don't need a gangbang.
Or do we?
Maddie.
Wait. I said I wanted it. Now I don't.
Maddie,
but there's six
with
of you and one
holes.
Of me. Okay. Listen up. It starts with me being like, I'm the girl. For the most part, it's like, I started watching porn of girls who look like me. I think that's when I knew I needed to stop for a second.
Respect.
It was freaking me out.
Who's the porn chick that looks like you?
I just find some.
Is there a name? I want to see.
I
name.
Don't know the names. I do a private browser, Pornhub, see what's up that day. Soup du jour.
I was gonna say,
and that kind of like, even though it's like private browser, it still remembers your shit.
Of course.
On the Pornhub, I know. I didn't start.
Of course.
New to porn.
That's what.
Newish to porn.
I literally clear my history
compared to you guys
every day.
Yeah, but that doesn't do nothing.
What?
Yours, they're all tracking.
They all know.
No,
what
I don't worry about.
They know because
I'm not worried. I'm not worried about illegal tracking. I'm more worried about if I'm
what
ever.
What the fuck are you guys watching?
If I'm ever, I don't like if I'm typing in like the letter P into my search thing that it fills in like a Pornhub or something.
Yeah. And
so
in fine print, it says recommended for you. Right.
It's just something really horrific.
Yeah, I delete it so it doesn't.
I'm just weirdly like embarrassed. Like if my chick, or I mean, God forbid, my son, right, were like check my history, like. I used to have this problem with my son's mother. She'd be like, "You're like fucking addicted to porn, right?" Because she would go in the browsers, because I didn't delete it. I was just honest, right? And she'd see
big mistake.
She'd see 100 things, but I'm like, "Bitch, I'm finding the thing to jerk off to. I didn't jerk off to all of this.
Right.
I jerked off to one thing.
You jerked off 10,000.
You jerked off
today.
During all of it.
I maintenance jerks to all of it.
We got a little hard. Foreplay is searching.
I kept myself hard, but it's women don't really understand like that searching process, and it looks psychotic. If you click the browser, and you go. It looks like this morning I watched 100 porn videos.
I thought that was like a good excuse. Yeah. Like you're like, no, let me listen. You don't understand. Let me explain.
I've also made a deal with myself. If my
I was on this Lord of the Rings journey to find the perfect porno.
But it's reasonable. Guys understand that. But from her perspective, she just goes, history.
Oh, sure.
It should be the same as a Netflix search.
Well, if I'm on Netflix, I take hours. I just will scroll, scroll, scroll.
But if she sees your search, it should be the same. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Her seeing your Pornhub search should be her seeing your Netflix. It shouldn't be embarrassing.
It shouldn't be embarrassing.
You know, that's how she's
but some women
but
don't see
through,
that.
But it looks like going through some... I've always thought that was a weird... I've had a guy, like, say he was going to stop jerking off or something because, like, meeting a girlfriend who was like, she's bothered. I've always think that's the weirdest thing.
Oh.
Like, not being allowed to... I remember trying to get DJ Lou from the Bonfire to come out to... engineer for SDR show, and we were at the AVN Awards. So it's the porn awards. DJ Lou is like a 46, 47-year-old guy, mm-hmm. with a and his Latina girlfriend, when he was like, all right, let me call her, and then we can book a ticket. And she was just furiously mad, like, no really? Way. And I'm like,
it's like a business.
What do you think he's going to do?
Yeah,
I can understand. Yeah, that's a very typical thing. We live in a typical like world.
So most
like
regular people would be annoyed that their boyfriend's going to a porn award show to be around porn chicks.
That's especially not just with jerking off to porn. That's
the SDR
literal
show. You guys bring girls on. They squirt in your faces. It's not a crazy thing. I'm on her side.
It is a crazy thing.
I'm legitimately on the girlfriend's side.
No, the reason I'm not is for one, the pump up, especially instead of the people who would be, it's like, I'm not talking about someone who's got like a great looking guy who's got a history of maybe doing something like that, who can like a smooth talker. Mm-hmm. It's DJ Lou, who I matter. Love, but it's just my point is like, you're almost but, like, how much credit are you giving your boyfriend?
She's not thinking that he's gonna go fuck chicks. He doesn't want her She doesn't want her boyfriend gawking at naked chicks.
No, she gets it. She goes, "This is the." She goes, "It's DJ Lou. He definitely won't cheat if I can just keep him away from these."
Yeah, I think sheltering
this is the only chance he's gonna have.
I think sheltering people home. From things like that though is like a weird, like trying to be like, I don't want you around that.
Well,
like,
would DJ Lou want her to go to like a male?
But it isn't the other way because guys
gives a
don't
fuck?
Care.
I couldn't give a
going,
fuck.
When your girlfriend goes out with friends, you're not like, where are you going?
No, but if my
I used to be when I was younger.
No, but if
for
my,
sure.
There's yeah, I mean, look, I don't think
and
the
I think
reverse
most,
is exactly
we're very,
the same.
On,
women
but,
get away
we're very
with it
because
guys don't care.
Hold on, listen. We're very secure now, right? But when I was 30 years old, if my girl went out dancing till 2 or 3 in the morning, I'd be blowing up her fucking phone. Mm. Like, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Like, I was just super insecure.
I wouldn't even say I'm secure.
There's a lot of people that are that way. We're freaks, dude. We're comics. We have our own fucking demons.
It's a little
You've
different
been addicted
when it's a work
to drugs,
thing,
sex,
you know?
All this other shit, dude. You just look at the world in a much different way.
I totally get
95%
that.
Of the people would not want their boyfriend or girlfriend going to a sex party or an AVN award they would just make them uncomfortable.
I get a sex party for sure. The AVN award, why I say it's a little bit different though too is because again it is
you went and you know how cheesy
dude, the AVN awards is just a bunch of hot chicks who have sex hugging guys in wheelchairs. That's all it is.
It's just
dudes
it was
in
no
wheelchairs getting hugs from
in Las Vegas in Las Vegas 3 nights my in my room for the night was 10:30, 11, and the night of the awards 12:30. Was like when I was back in my room. I'm saying so. It was like, and by the way, like if there was like a hey, there's a wacky fuck party happening on the whatever floor, I'd have been like, I'll go peek in on that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It wasn't like kind of.
No, I understand, she doesn't know that. Just in her.
I understand, but I'm saying, but I get the thing.
And
about
you didn't even know that when you decided to go. To be honest,
I know, but trying to shelter somebody from something like that to me, it's like it seems like a bigger weird thing for me to go like. Christine, they're going to full frontal dicks out strip club tonight with your friend. No fucking way. I'm like, yeah, go. Like,
go ahead.
And by the way, but let me say this. It's not secure
because
I am insecure. It's just like in my mind, like, what am I going to possibly do? It's like, I guess, if you're going to run off with the thunder from down under, what can I possibly do about it?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Yeah, so
I don't know what scenario.
It's not security.
I don't know what scenario this comes up in, but I would definitely. Like, my wife would never be going to, like, I'm going to this party where all the dudes are going to have their dicks out. I mean, she wouldn't want to.
Yeah, it would also be unusual.
But I would also just, like, never be okay.
If she went to her best friend's bachelorette party, like, Thunder from Down Under Mail Review, really?
No.
You wouldn't let her go to a bachelorette party?
No, I wouldn't. Not
I would let her go
because
those guys are all gay.
That's the bachelorette party.
Well,
that's
what the bachelorette party is.
Honestly, the truth is, she wouldn't do that. If there was, like, going to be guys with their dicks out and shit, she wouldn't do it. And, like, no, I wouldn't be cool
with
that.
How boring is
I'm kind of like, whatever people, whatever you want to do, you do.
I wouldn't give a shit if she went to a bachelor party.
I don't think my girl would want to go to
now, and she goes dancing because she danced like Latin dancing. So dudes dance with her. And, like, I know I'm not going to go.
That's
do
also
that.
What she does for, like, it's just a little bit different.
Of course.
It's a different scenario when it's work.
Way
it's
different, but I think a bachelorette party for your chick to go to a bachelorette party, whether there's, who gives a shit,
who
it just
cares?
Dicks out. Yeah. That I think that's a special occasion. However, if my chick was regularly going to places where, like, guys were fucking grinding on her or they had their dicks out, it's not even so much that I'm insecure. It's almost like, well, what type of girl am I with? And that's what she's into.
Why do you think it's so hard being a female comedian?
But that's like, if I was going to strip clubs all the time, my chick, if she was like, yeah, that's unattractive, you're just at a strip club all the time, it's kind of gross. You're
what's
just
your,
yeah.
I also wouldn't go to, I wouldn't really go to a strip club. I wouldn't.
Guys, we're just talking over each other a lot. Let's all make fucking points.
I'm quiet.
I haven't done it.
Quiet.
Everyone's done it, literally on this show. Please, everyone timestamp it over and over again about how often we're doing it. But I would go to a strip club here and there, but it's not something that I would regularly do. And if my chick was like, oh, that's gross, you're just regularly going to strip clubs, I don't want to be with a guy that does that, I wouldn't say that she's trying to control me. I think that's a pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But no one, I don't think that's in line with what anyone's talking about. I'm talking about the thing of like, that's what I was saying with your wife, Dave. That's why I'm surprised you'd be upset. If she was like, oh, you know, my friend, blah, 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 you know, she loves Maelstrom, so they're doing the bachelor party. It's going to be funny. We're going to see whatever, a bunch of dicks out. Like, I don't. It doesn't freak me out that my girl would see other
right
dicks.
Now he's so mad because you're fucking trying to see dicks.
Are you going to dicks out, bro?
What's your what would your concern be? What's the concern you have?
I don't know. It's
or
not
be upset
so much
or
that
or
I have
what,
a
you uncomfortable? You said uncomfortable. Why would you be uncomfortable?
It's not. I don't know, even know exactly how to put it. Like, I wouldn't go. Like, we're married with kids. I wouldn't put myself in that situation. She wouldn't put herself.
But
in
what's
situation.
The situation? I mean,
I don't know. You said.
Playing in traffic, black, you can't protect it. Yourself. Like,
I don't know.
Black dick from good. Down under, whatever. I don't know.
She just starts sucking it.
It's thunder from down under. Male stripper review. But I'm saying, what's your discomfort of it? That's what I'm saying. What is it that if she's going like,
I mean,
yeah, they want to go, so we're gonna go laugh
right,
and have
so
drinks
that's
and
a good
whatever.
Point. Not that she wouldn't do it, but if she came to you and said, "Oh, my friend's having a bachelor party, we're going to a male strip club," you said you would actually be like, "No."
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's like, I don't think it's that complicated of a thing. It's like, that's my fucking wife. She's not going to be in that situation.
It's
like,
not a situation.
But what's the situation, I'm saying, that she's not going to be in?
A bunch of dudes with their dicks out? Like, I don't know. Like,
what? But like,
you never know. You literally
don't know. Complicated to...
You literally don't know,
well, yes,
though.
Because if she's in a hotel room with a bunch of guys who are going to be hanging out with their dicks out, I understand that.
Emphasize ho.
In a hotel.
She no, but be she's, telling you nothing after this if podcast.
If she's in a dumb, like, Chippendales-y type thing, what's... Like you're certain you can live, you could sleep easy or breathe easy knowing you don't think she's going to start like sucking cocks and stuff.
Of course, I know she wouldn't do that, but I don't know. It's still just like
just seeing it.
It's just kind of interesting to me. I'm not like
it's just an inappropriate like fucking place to be. You're my fucking wife.
The world that the path that he's gone down is like it's fucking crazy to me that you're like it's just inappropriate for my wife.
Well, I don't know. Well, it's guy fucking. It's growing up. I don't know. I think 99% of people would get that.
I think 90. I think 90%.
Okay, fine.
With Dave.
Fine.
Yeah,
but
I don't. I think the numbers would be way lower than that. That agree with that. But I mean,
yeah, you're right because
I
think
know.
most
not
women
get
are,
it, should weigh
to
in.
Not get why you wouldn't want
most
your woman.
I don't think what you're saying is
girls
far off like
crazy
a crazy
parties.
Thing at all. I don't think you're saying crazy. I'm more like I don't fully get the concern. Like, wait, what's different if she sees these dumb guys dancing around in cowboy hats with their dicks out? What's different?
I don't know exactly what you mean by what's different. It's
why
just
can
like,
she go what,
she's
what,
the,
to
my
a regular...
wife and mother of my children?
But what
so
weighs on you?
The
I mean,
place
that
for her to be. I
those,
don't know
those heavy dicks. You also got the biggest dick here, dude.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Should be the one being like,
how
whatever, get
dick,
up.
Dude?
He's got a big
if
one.
If I get married, that means
it's,
I can't go to the strip
it's like,
club anymore.
Jay
not
the Lewis's.
I think it matters with what
it's
your partner's like story. I guess.
Yeah, listen, if that's cool. If that's what you guys.
Well, Maddie, fuck, marry, kill me, Jay, and Dave. Now knowing this information about Dave, because Dave always gets the fucking. You want to fucking get tied up? You don't want to be married to this fucking controlling
way,
asshole.
No, I'm freaking out right now. I'm like, am I allowed to vapor on you, Dad?
You can do whatever you want to.
Yeah, but now I don't know if I can.
Unless you pick Mary, in which case you're going to be cleaning up
things
your act.
Things are going to change around here.
Do you go to church?
No.
Okay. Once you start, though, this
does
enterprise
your,
is over.
I'm sorry, I have some questions.
Are there dicks out there?
I'm sorry, keep asking questions, but I just like genuinely is...
So
any,
if a guy goes
is
to
any
church,
of the feeling jealousy?
No.
It's not what that is.
I forgot you're a church guy, sorry.
It's just you don't want your wife in a place like
yeah,
that. That's bothering
right.
you to have your wife.
She's my wife and the mother of my little
I get it,
kids.
But
that's
my,
not where
my
she
feeling, my feeling of like, that's stupid. Like, I agree, I understand. But like, what I would say in my head is I know that's dumb and not like... Like it's not very mature. Like who cares? So that would outweigh my feeling of like.
I just
being,
disagree with that. I don't
no,
think it's immature
that's, I think
or
that's,
stupid. So I don't know. But
no, I think you're immature and stupid.
Like, okay.
Just so you know.
But all right, fine.
Just so you know, dude.
You're right. I should be doing K bumps.
Yeah,
right. I
think
I should be a real adult. Like
people would be towards what he's saying if you did the whole country.
I think the majority.
Most women,
like, sure.
if you flip it around, most women would not want
their boyfriend to go to a strip club ever.
I think there's a lot. I think we're pulling numbers. Those are two different things.
And I'm fine with like I wouldn't go to a strip club. I wouldn't get a lap dance or something like that. True. I think that's like fucking not right. But it's just a different thing.
You,
a
guy what would doing you rather,
that is a different thing.
What would you rather, your girl go to a strip club or go to a bachelorette party? You're saying there's no difference.
I mean, I don't know. It depends. Like, if it was a bachelorette party that wasn't like that, I wouldn't give
I feel
shit
like
about
the
it.
In-home service is very intimate when you get to bring the strippers in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's also a different level of it.
Sure.
Yeah, I think Christine went to, like, Berg's wife's bachelor party. I think there was, like, a... Berg was doing the stripper there. Yeah, Berg was doing it.
My mom went to a bachelorette party, and there was like pictures of her putting money in the guy's fucking thing. And
sounds
that,
fun.
I mean, she was a junkie, but
she was like, taking. She was actually taking money out of his pants.
With the choices my friends have been making, I could see myself or one of my friends having a bachelorette party like that.
Yeah,
and you just got to go with the girls.
I would. That's all it's about. I would legitimately think if my girl was lusting after a fucking guy, I don't think she's gonna go fuck him. Who cares? Go get horned up. Come home and fuck.
That's kind of how I feel. Yeah. Tamori,
we
again,
signed
Christine
a contract,
doesn't give a fuck.
So are you coming?
She thinks male strippers, because when they used to do that at comics, she would have to run those nights when the comics used to do like off night male stripper things.
Yeah.
And she thinks the whole thing is quite literally gay. She's like, the whole scene is very gay. These guys seem very gay, but these women are going nuts. She does not get that they're like good-looking guys or their dicks are swinging around all big, but like
yeah, I think most chicks in general, most chicks aren't really.
I completely agree. I'm just more like
it's a very like it's very much like men assuming like the female thing. Like what turns girls on isn't usually like a dude dancing and wagging his dick.
No,
like,
we're trying to get jerked off in the fucking champagne room. Women aren't trying to get finger banged in the champagne room.
Like it's just a different thing. Like it's like
no, for sure. But yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Like.
I did have a lot of jealousy when I was younger. In the same way that like cheating, I'm not saying it's okay. You shouldn't cheat if you're in a relationship. But a dude cheating, like fucking a chick, is a very different thing than like him like holding her hand and like kissing her and like spending money.
I will do that
so
with a hooker, by the way.
But that's a different thing.
That's like a much.
No, I do know. I said I'd rather Christine like. Have slipped up and fucked somebody than hearing like they spent a wonderful day together like in the park and talking about life and shit. I'm like, can you just fuck him and not do this?
I also you started a show together?
I wouldn't rather that.
Suck my fucking dick.
See, I disagree.
I would rather find out my chick didn't fuck him and she just spent the day talking.
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? Where's this going? It would bother me, but...
Yes, no, but I was making the opposite point to Jay. I think a girl fucking another dude is the equivalent of a dude like holding her hand and taking her out, and actually it's like you gave up the thing.
I think you're underestimating women. I think women sport fuck plenty.
No,
Maddie?
I'm not saying that's not really my point.
I'm
not saying
Maddie, do you ever sport fuck or is it always emotional?
Pretty emotional.
It's always emotional.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I'm saying, I think they're.
Maddie's alone. You know Maddie's fucking.
No,
I did a lot of like blacking out, as I told you a
Maddie's
lot of
a
times.
Lot of like sleeping over and not leaving. But, like, so.
Yeah. What are we? You're kind of rich. No, mine's all emotional now because my 20s were so fucked up with. People I don't know if we even had penetrative sex with.
That's the best when you sing your trauma.
Yeah.
It's so much better.
I know, it was a little jarring. So now it's all emotional. So
he came into my room.
Yeah.
I was just a little boy.
Yeah. He was the priest.
My innocence went away that night.
We got to wrap up in a few minutes. We only got about 5 minutes left. I guess, you know, let's do some plugs.
Yeah.
Right? Maddie, what's plugging? Plugs.
I'm going to be in Plano, Texas.
Today. Where are you going?
House of Comedy.
House of Comedy is the shit, bro.
It's cool. When are you there?
Dude, they got like 17-year-olds running the place.
You're there the same weekend as Dave Smith.
What? Dave, where are you going to be?
Better not be hitting up any strip clubs.
Where are you playing?
He's going to be at Hyenas.
I'm at Hyenas.
I'm not your wife, bitch.
That is true. You can do
Hyenas.
Whatever you want.
Oh, that sounds
Dallas
fun.
Is
yeah, I'll be at
the best.
Hyenas in Dallas, Fort Worth this week. I'm sorry. Will you guys finish your plug? Sorry.
Yeah, let
Plano, and then you know what? Coming up on Indianapolis, coming up on Raleigh.
I love Matt.
Dude, I was so high this whole podcast. You guys fucked me up.
Good.
And now I feel like retarded.
And now the gangbang starts.
Yes, okay, so keep the cameras rolling. Just go to my website, MattySmithComedy.com, or follow me on the medias. So, Matty Smith.
Sammy.
I got a couple podcasts. I have 7, but I only list a couple of them. Check out Broken Simulation. Check out Conspiracy Social Club.
Those are my two ones I'm pushing right now. Of course, Tinfoil Hat. I'm going to be at the Dojo of Comedy in Morris Plains next weekend. Excuse me, in Morris Plains, New Jersey. Yeah, then I'm going to be in Spokane and Tacoma the following week. And then after that, I'm in Minneapolis at the House Comedy in Mall America. Come get weird. SamTripoli.com for all my tickets and all everything.
Ooh.
Sickness.
Davey?
Yeah, as I mentioned, Hyenas Comedy Club this weekend, Friday and Saturday night out there in Dallas and Fort Worth. They got two different rooms, so one night in Dallas, one night in Fort Worth. The following weekend, I'll be out at the House of Comedy in Detroit. Come check that out, February 17th and 18th. And then got a bunch more stuff coming up. I'll be doing Soul Joel's room out in Pennsylvania.
Great.
The Comedy Connection in Providence. That's all coming up next month. And then Zany's in Chicago. Bunch of other stuff. ComicDaveSmith.com, Tampa, Syracuse, New York, Albany, New York, Salt Lake City, Utah. ComicDaveSmith.com.
Got it.
Got a lot of business.
Bang.
Next. If I was your wife, I would be at the strip club.
She might be. I'm gone a lot.
I know.
Next month.
Really? No one knows for sure.
March 3rd and 4th, I'll be at Roar Comedy Club, Springfield, Massachusetts. The tickets just went on sale, so grab those now. Yonkers, San Diego, St. Louis, Nashville, Salt Lake City, Houston, Lafayette, all these dates coming up. lewisofskanks.com. Get tickets there. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. All ad-free, uncensored, all in one place. And make sure you follow me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. I'm all over the goddamn place. St. Louis, Helium coming up very soon. After that, Nashville first. Then St. Louis. Where else am I going to be? So many places, everybody. Is my calendar updated? I don't know. Louisville, Kentucky coming up. Comedy at the Carlson. Rochester, I love that fucking place. Spokane coming up. West Nyack. Detroit House of Comedy is in April. So pay attention. All that leading up to, and of course, going beyond my special coming out in April. I'm out here doing a bunch of fucking podcasts and stuff now. A bunch of fun things on the horizon. Check out the Bonfire, Faction Talk, Series XM 103, 5 days a week. And, of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Love it. Fun show. Ari Manis, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, brother.
Ari's a great comic. Support him.
Yes.
Do you normally do rentals here?
Yeah.
You know, what's the name of the studio?
Melrose Podcast.
Melrose Podcast. Amazing studio.
Prime
really,
state,
really
bro.
Nice.
Yes.
Are their levels state. The best? I don't
know. We don't know. We're going to have to find out
good.
At the end of it. But no, seriously, Ari's great. Great
thank
comic
you, Ari.
As well. Did you do Skankfest last year?
I did in Vegas.
Yeah.
Ari and I opened for Theo together.
Yeah, Ari's a fucking man. Very funny.
Man, we slept on a bus.
Yeah, we're right next to each other.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell us what happened there, folks.
Erotic.
Yeah.
He's got a big dick.
If you were Dave's wife, you'd be cracked across your face for that.
I know. And somehow I wish I was.
What a turn on.
That's it. We'll be back on Monday. The Stand. Live from The Stand.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh.
Until then, peace.
Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.